joined us live in the studio. Hey, this has been a long time that all of our guests have been live, man.
I think this might be the first time we've had three live guests.
There was a couple times some people were dead. But Michael Thomas here with Atlas Improv, and it's going to be
The Endurance Improv Festival at Atlas Improv is coming up next week.
All right. I should tell my producer to write that stuff down.
From March 21st to March 23rd. Michael Thomas, what is the Endurance Improv Festival?
Yeah, so we're Atlas Improv has been in Madison for about 20 years now, and we are celebrating 20 years with, over the course of 3 days, 20 hours of improv. Back when I first joined, it was 14, 15 hours. We could do it all in one day. It was so nice. But now we want to make sure everyone can actually enjoy it all.
So it goes from what time to what time?
We're starting on Thursday with a short-form improv show. I believe that's at 7. It's a tournament. We're going to have a bunch of people coming from all over. People signed up. We have a bunch of teams. See what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really quite understood how improv works. I mean, you see these guys on some of those shows on TV where they're given a subject and they got a riff on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that the same? Is that how it works with you guys? You improv guys?
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on what we're doing. Sometimes it's a little scene that's inspired by something that was said. Someone might say shovel. And we just do a scene about a funeral. It's nothing too outrageous.
Now, is this something that you do before you actually become a real comedian?
I don't know. Ask Eli.
I'm asking Eli. Well, I guess I should. Well, I mean.
No, man.
How does that work? Do you go from one to the other, or can you be both?
So improv is its own art form, man. It's its own thing. People have the ability to come out and see shows and you know, there's festivals all over the country. Like Michael said, we have people coming in from all over the country. Professional improvisers who tour around and do improv are coming to Madison. So
this is a big thing.
Yeah, it's not a
20 anniversary. This is not. Yeah, this is not a halftime show at the Cardinal Bar.
Yeah, that's are you telling me that's more real comedy? That's
all right. So we're talking about the Endurance Improv Festival. Again, it's next weekend, right?
Yeah, so starting on Saturday is the big day. We're starting at noon. We have a workshop early in the morning. We have a guest improviser coming in, teaching a little bit more. But starting at noon all the way until, I believe, 2 in the morning, we're just going to be doing improv. We have the guests lined up, and it's all free that day. So anyone can come in at any time, just sit down, watch them.
And it goes till how late?
Noon to 2 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so anytime. And that's next Saturday.
It's next Saturday.
Remind me, because I think I'm going to come and check it out.
Yeah, please do. It's 609 East Washington.
Yeah.
All right. But who are some of the who are some of the guests from around the country that
so
are
a lot of what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to emphasize a lot of Atlas alumni. So we have Atlas members who have moved on to New York, D.C., all over. We're bringing a lot of them back. They're performing.
Any of them famous?
We've had a couple who have become writers on Daily Show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they are coming back. We've had one former member was the assistant to Paul Rudd on a number of Marvel movies. So,
hey, that's something.
It's not nothing.
It's not nothing. Not.
All right.
But go ahead.
Go ahead. No, Eli.
Well, I was going to say, because I know, Michael, you know, you mentioned this short-form tournament. I have two questions for you. Kind of how does short-form improv differentiate from long-form improv? And then a follow-up question, a tournament, so people are judging improv. How do you judge improv? How do you decide what's good and bad when people are doing
it? First of all, say that's the most excellent question, Eli.
It's a very good question, Eli.
Awesome. Thank you.
So answer the first one first. Short form, long form, the really only big difference is how long you're on stage for. But it does completely change how you approach what you're doing. It's so much easier to build an entire world or environment from when you have 20 minutes on stage that you're able to actually work together with others and create these connections and make these world rules that get paid off over time. Short form, you kind of just focus on the nitty-gritty. You got these relationships that can be fun that you really can explore and try to have a quick little jaunt in.
Do you need special personality traits to become a good improv person, or is it something that can be taught that you can learn how to do?
We think anyone can be taught. I think that it definitely all it takes is really just an open mind, being able to accept other people's ideas and bring them forward and, you know, kind of make something out of it using your own ideas. So if you're able to say yes to the person next to you, that's really all it takes.
All right. But you got to be a quick thinker, Eli.
Well, so a lot of improv is just reacting to situations as you yourself would normally act, especially at Atlas. You know, it's kind of one of the philosophies we have is, you know, that the real world is funny and absurd enough. So if something silly happens and you react to that as you yourself normally would, you can, you know, find the funny in everyday situations.
Now comedy sports, as an example, I mean, people think that it's a competitive thing, these improv things, and you got to be, you rate people or you judge them by, you know, how do you grade?
Oh, yeah.
How do you grade improv? I don't get it.
Every Saturday or Friday and Saturday, we have our 7 o'clock show where we have two teams go head-to-head. Theater sports is what we call it.
Okay.
And how do you judge? It's all made up. You can't really judge anything like that. Maybe one team has a taller player, and you like that.
Okay, so then, yay!
Yeah, it's just water on a back on the duck's back. You just have to accept what happened, and you just got to move on. If you really think you did the best improv of your life,
How do you know who won?
Oh, the audience will cheer.
Really?
Yeah, and the audience. You know, even if you don't give them a criteria, audiences know
how it works.
Audiences have opinions on everything, man. So, you know, talk about the trust your gut phenomenon. Oh, yeah. Tony's never had an opinion on anything in his life.
Yeah. So, wow. Because, yeah, I'm just wondering how that works. And actually, my daughter just the other day said, I want to get into improv.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if she's interested in coming out and doing improv, we actually do free workshops the first Thursday of every month.
Okay. You do? What time?
It's at 6:30 on the first Thursday.
Okay.
Right after work, we call it happy hour, but we don't serve any drinks. And we just...
And Atlas, people got to know where you guys are. You're right over there on East Washington Avenue, 600 block, right?
Yep, 609 East Washington.
It's kind of, what shall I say, inauspicious building? Or is,
well, you know, unfortunately, the Korean restaurant next to us has a real big sign. Mm-hmm. And so we got to get a big sign like that because, you know, people always come in thinking we're a Korean restaurant. And
Well, maybe you should just tell everybody we're right next to the big sign for that Korean restaurant. That's where we are. And that place. Okay, we know where it's at.
Every time you mention the Korean restaurant, people go, actually, I do know where that is. So.
It was better back in the day when we had the 5-star barbecue there.
Yeah.
And they had the guy with the pig sign, a pig suit just holding up the sign. We're like, yeah, next to that guy.
I think we got to make our own pig suit sign, bring it back.
Yeah.
All right. So say the event again, please, Eli, since you got it written down there.
The Endurance Improv Festival at Atlas Improv starts next week, Thursday, March 21st, with the Atlas Open Short Form Improv Tournament. Show's on Friday, and then the full marathon is on Saturday, starting at noon and going until 2 a.m. All the shows are free. People are coming from all across the country. When are you performing, Michael? When are you going to be on stage?
I don't know yet.
The Saturday thing sounds good, though, that noon till 2 a.m.
Yeah, so you don't
stop
even
by.
You don't
as
even
a matter of fact, stop in
starts.
At 1 o'clock, and we'll see where you guys are at 1 in the morning.
The 1 a.m. show is always a treat.
Yes. All right. Hey, Michael Thomas, thank you very much. Eli, thank you very much. We got to get going. It's the end of the show. It's 9 o'clock.
And
Michael Thomas, thank you.
Thanks,
Michael.
Yeah, man.